Television viewers have a chance to relive a notorious chapter in American history. It was a 1993 standoff between the FBI and the Branch Davidian cult in Waco, Texas. A six-part drama called Waco begins tonight on the Paramount Network. Here's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans.
If you only know Taylor Kitsch as that kid from Friday Night Lights or from True Detective's truly awful second season, you are in for a surprise, because Kitsch is mesmerizing as David Koresh, the leader of the Branch Davidians religious sect. He preaches the joy of living in their isolated community of Mount Carmel, just outside Waco, Texas.
So how is it a man can find joy here? Joy doesn't come from having something or being something. It comes from becoming. Becoming more than you are today.
At first, Koresh comes off as a well-meaning guy who likes playing guitar in a local band. But it soon becomes obvious that Branch Davidians have a different way of living. All the men except Koresh are celibate, and the women serve as his wives, including the teenage sister of Koresh's legal wife, played by Julia Garner. She's beginning to have doubts about the arrangement.
When David had his vision that he should take me as his second wife, and nobody knew what to do about it, and just like that, I became his second wife, and just like that, I had serenity, and I mean, what about my dream? Who cared anything about my dreams?
Hasn't David been good to you?
That's not the point.
The point of many scenes in the first episode of Waco is to humanize the Branch Davidians, until they run afoul of federal agents looking for good publicity who have heard of Koresh's polygamy and know the group is stockpiling weapons. There's a good guy among the feds. Michael Shannon, for once not playing a bug-eyed sociopath, is FBI negotiator Gary Nestner, who pushes his boss to spend more resources on training agents to negotiate instead of using force.
There's a paradox to power. The more force you bring to a situation, the more likely you are to meet resistance. If we could spend some of those resources training agents to negotiate, I guarantee that you would invest a lot less in body bags.
We can't talk our way out of every situation. Show of force helps bring people to the negotiating table.
That's a handy bit of foreshadowing for what's to come. A botched raid on the Branch Davidians that produces a 51-day standoff and eventually scores of deaths. In the first three episodes shown to critics, Waco seems to downplay the extremism of Koresh and his people. It blurs the question of whether Koresh was dangerously crazy, a con man, or a well-meaning but deluded soul. It also highlights the cluelessness and cowboy tactics of the FBI and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, who created a dangerous siege with a group that was already anticipating the end of the world. The whole project is a bold move for the Paramount Network, which just last week changed its name from the young male-focused cable channel Spike TV. With names like Kitsch, Shannon, John Leguizamo, and Supergirl star Melissa Benoist in the cast, Waco plays like a mid-level film carved into six parts. It's a well-chosen project for a cable channel that needs a hit to redefine itself as the home of more adult-oriented, high-quality fare. The result is a compelling, tragic tale that allows stars like Kitsch and Shannon to play different, surprising roles, just like the new cable channel that's featuring the show. I'm Eric Deggans. These boots are-